from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He don't do nothing.
Yeah.
But that they want to do.
Oh, he did. Well, that's okay.
Yeah, Bastion's what the fuck he wanted to do.
And that's fine.
Yeah, he likes when they bring out the balls and the bubbles. Other than that, yeah. Ain't none of that shit. Bastion with that swinging on
that's
something.
That's great, though. They say, just go, try to learn a somersault or go play on the fucking balance.
And that's what he does. He don't ever do shit.
Yeah, that's pretty much silly, too, when she was that age. Like, she would just kind of go do her own thing. And then maybe if they had, like, a group, everybody come jump through the hula hoop or something like that, she might do it.
Right.
It's fun, but like it's a little bit easier once I don't know what age they get to, but then they go in by themselves and then you just sit and watch.
Mm-hmm.
When they're little, like Bash and Jack, like you got to go in with them, follow them around.
Yeah.
You're not too far off from that age though of being able to go and watch, and that happens at like 4.
Well, Lily's there
to where
I think it's 3.
They'll have an instructor, and you can do kind of hands off.
Yeah,
and
you just kind of watch them.
But it's crazy because there's this one little heifer that likes to hit people. She's a little mean little broad. It's like, look at her just hitting people.
Yeah,
she pulled this little girl hair last week. I mean, the week before last, I was like, it made the little girl cry. Like, no.
Not good.
Little girl was just crying. Like, oh my God. Did she just go pull that little girl's hair like that?
It's always interesting to watch how the parent of both parties reacts.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Like,
bro.
The girl who pulled the hair, her parents are the ones that really need to be
out your seat.
Yeah, yeah. Right. You got to get in there and
Unless the coach does. If the coach disciplines them in somehow, way, form, or fashion, that's ideally what you want to happen.
Yeah, but if it's that age, you're in there.
And if you're in there, they do it in front of you? Oh, hell no.
Just make sure they don't do it again.
Yeah.
But then sometimes parents don't, and it's like, what are you doing?
And just brush it off. Yeah. Like, oh, hey, daddy's
that's
playing.
Why you do it.
Like, no, that kid clearly does that shit at home.
Yeah. It's always funny at the play. Like, situations like that are a little different because, like, how to put this, but like you got to pay to be there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like you're making an active choice to be there. It costs a little, it's not that expensive, but you're making a choice financially to be there. The playground is a little bit different, and sometimes it'll just be like groups of children that are being watched by other children, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's not every kid's not at the playground with a parent. Sometimes they're there with like older siblings or cousins or something like that, and it's like when that kid starts acting up, it's like, is anybody going to stop this kid from throwing rocks at everybody?
Yes.
No? All right, I guess I'm going.
I will.
Yeah,
hey,
not mine, but I don't want him to throw rocks at all these kids.
I damn sure. Hey, dog. Why are you throwing rocks, man?
Hey, don't throw those.
Then there's actually parents that are like, hey, you don't have to discipline my kid. Well,
well you get over there and fucking do it.
Look at your fucking, are you watching your kid? Or are you sitting here on your fucking phone?
Exactly. Yes, go get your fucking kid then.
Crazy, man. Like, the saddest is when, like, a kid will fall, because they fall all the time, mm-hmm. and the parent doesn't notice because they're over there fucking scrolling Facebook, and it's like, hey, your kid broke his ankle. He's crying. You might want to get up. I'm sure Facebook Marketplace is very entertaining, but little Johnny's over there with a
fucking
compound fracture.
You're over there. Yeah, like.
Get off your fucking phone, man.
Get your fucking child. Oh, yeah. But yeah, man, I completely forgot about that. Yeah, it's like all this.
What time is it?
9:30.
Okay, yeah, ours is at 9:15. If they're closer to each other, they'd probably be in
the same class. Yeah, it's like 9:30. But it's not. It's like because now we got new Saturday stuff. So I'm like, hey, leave me alone.
She asked me that. What you want to do this weekend? To be left alone.
Yeah.
I'm not getting in my car. I'm not going to
hang out with nobody. I want to be left alone. And so that's what I'm doing this weekend.
This weekend.
And it's Wednesday. It's Wednesday. It's no. It ain't changing. I laid it down. Do you want to talk about the roughest fucking day yesterday? Just all the whole fucking day with the baby. He was so pissed off by something. Woke up, got like damn near out of the complex down the street. He forgot his fucking blanket. So he crying about the blanket. Turn around, go get the damn blanket. Get to the babysitter's house. And then, like, just getting here was a hectic. And then I'm leaving, pick him up. He's cool. Going home, this little fucking asshole is tailgating the shit out of me. I'm like, literally, I'm coming to a stop sign. Yeah. I put on the brakes. He swerves. Bow! He's inside of my fucking bumper.
Oh, really?
Dude.
Yesterday?
Yes. This happened yesterday. So I'm like, what the fuck? So I pull over. He's some old young little motherfucker, too, dog. I'm like, I got a scratch on the bumper, but it ain't nothing. I had no structural damage. His shit pushed all the way back in. So he's over here like, man, I'm assuming it wasn't his car.
Well, it was his fault.
But all the fucking way. Yeah. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Tailgating and get lost. I didn't say it was, motherfucker, but you were all up on me. I stopped. If you weren't tailgating me, you would have been able to stop. And so we're sitting at the gas station. I'm about to call. I call the, because we're right down the street from the Lilburn police station. And so I call him. I called that number. And then they gave me the number that you called for the people or whatever. And he's on the phone, I'm assuming with his dad, yelling, motherfucker, you know it's your goddamn fault. Let me explain. So this is.
His reaction to you was tailgating's not against the law.
Yes. And he was like, and I'm like, somebody. I'm cussing his little ass out. He like, this is him. This is him. Hey, gang. No, gang. Hold on, gang. I was like, man, what the fuck you talking about, gang, man? I was like, all right, let's take the pictures of the car and everything. And like, his shit is fucked up. And so I'm sitting there and he's like, man, what you want to do? I said, what you mean? What the fuck I want to do?
I'm
going to call my fucking insurance company, motherfucker. And so, dude, he was like, I was like, okay. And so I talked to his pops. I was like, all right. So he's like, well, you want to get insurance companies? I was like, I don't have no money. I don't have damage. I got some missing paint. There ain't no dent or nothing like that. And I was like, okay, this is what we're going to do. I said, you're going to pay for this shit, right? Now, I got the sun license and everything like that. Now, eventually, I'm just like, whatever. I just cover the paint up because it ain't a big deal to me. But I was just like, damn, you just going to just tell me that tailgating ain't. Like,
see, that's the problem.
Dude, he was so fucking close. And I jumped out and I'm like, what the fuck you doing? He's like, no, he's like, man, gang, why you jam on brakes? I'm like, motherfucker, it's a red goddamn light.
And you're
right. Dude, he was so fucking close to me.
Dude, people these days aren't taught how to drive.
I was like, what the fuck are
actually,
you doing?
Tailgating somebody, if that's what you want to call it, is illegal.
Like, I was like,
you can get a ticket for following too close.
Yeah.
Following too close is against the law.
I was like, dude.
And that's oftentimes if you get a ticket for a wreck, you actually end up calling the PD.
Nah, I let it go.
Yeah, so they may have ticketed him for following too close.
Yeah, I let it go. I let it go because his car's fucked up. He can't even drive it.
Oh,
yeah, damn.
Yeah, could he drive it?
What kind of,
that's because you drive a big freaking
truck. It's a Nissan SUV. But yeah.
It's made out of fiberglass.
I got some, like, my bottom bumper is scratched. Got his paint on it. But, like, his side of his car is pushed in. Like, he couldn't drive it.
It's made out of steel.
It fucking can't even drive it. So I was like, dude.
Especially with a kid in the car.
Too. Yeah, man. So then I'm trying to get home. We had Bash and get late to pick up Samson. So it took 40 minutes to get him out the drop-off line. And then I had to run to Snellville because he got new tutoring in Snellville. So, dude, I was like, I got home. And I got home, and she came in. I was like, don't say nothing to me. Just go away. And they went upstairs, and they didn't come back down. They went upstairs. I was like, just go away from me. Leave me alone. Just leave me alone.
Yeah.
All right. Just leave me alone. We will talk. I told you, I'll talk to you when I get to bed.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I won't be left the fuck alone. Dude, I was like, what the fuck?
Wow.
Ooh, boy. I was like, God damn. What else? I didn't want to say that. What else could happen?
When I left the house this morning, she was staring at the side deck with a look in her eyes that I've seen before. That makes me, because we're not going anywhere this weekend.
Right.
And she has the week off. So that means today, tomorrow, and Friday.
Oh, yeah, I'm building some shit.
I don't know what the percentage chance is, but it's high. That side deck is going to be partially deconstructed.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Instructed when I get home today.
And she's going to do...
Just looking at it.
No, and that's her though. Like, but we have the same wife because we pretty much do all this morning stuff, getting kids ready and everything. And every time they come down, they fuck up the routine.
Lily said this morning, why is mom here?
And dude.
I don't know.
I got all the kids on a fucking routine of what time to get up. Yeah, I go get this. Yeah. When Nico's outside, when he comes back in and she comes down and just fucks up everything. I'm like, leave him alone. Nico just went outside. All right. He don't need to go back out. Go, come on, Nico, go outside. He just went the fuck outside.
She said, got up this morning. Dude. Like, hey, do you want me to braid your hair? And I was like, I don't want to get, look, it's that's awesome. It's
yeah.
Great.
Yeah, man.
She's not normally there in the morning. She wants to enjoy yeah. it. But I was like, now do you know what that means?
That means I got to, yes.
Away from needing a fancy hairstyle every morning.
Yep.
And ponytail's fine, whatever. She yep. likes to have it down. Starting next week, it's going to be Daddy's Salon.
Yep.
Yep.
Every single morning.
Yeah.
Thanks to you. Bubble braids.
Yep.
You know how long bubble braids take?
Yeah. They're
almost late this morning.
Dude. Samson has to get up at 7. I give him about 7:55. Why is he up at 7:20? So why are you up? Mom woke me up. What the fuck you wake up for? She says, I need to get up. No, you don't. Because you know what that does? That cuts 30 minutes out of my fucking chill time.
Exactly.
Yeah. Always. Always some shit.
So yeah, I'm probably building it.
Yeah, you will be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.